D, overcrowding and access block has been a problem for over a decade in Canada. This causes a major bottleneck in the overall healthcare system. It leads to patients being warehoused, boarded in the ED for hours or even days. Multiple studies demonstrate an association between delays for patients admitted from the ED and all-cause 30-day mortality.
Programs to address the ED bottleneck have often focused on diverting non-urgent patients rather than to your gathering and addressing the lack of inpatient beds. Now the U has been thoroughly for a mountain of empirical evidence, nonetheless refuses to die, being continually reanimated by our deeply held beliefs. Krugman 2013 NYT. It has been shown that these patients are not the root problem. It can be hard to determine if they are non-urgent, and the strategies to defer them are insufficient. Further, there are risks to diverting potentially deadly conditions away from the ED. The main bottleneck is the lack of inpatient beds. Canada has a below average number of beds. 1,000 people in the highest occupancy rate of acute care beds of organization for economic cooperation and development with CD countries. Solutions need to be developed and implemented as a hospital-wide strategy to address the bottleneck and improve ED flow. These lessons include, but are not limited to, process improvement, mapping dreams, identifying and eliminating waste, creating continuous and continual service improvement. Increasing the number of inpatient beds will tell do. Also for views, honest care, and charge proficiency, said RAMs can be applied over capacity protocols, discharge planners, increase housekeeping staff to turn over rooms, discharge lounges, and other potential solutions.
5 reports have been published in 2023 by Canada's Drug and Health Technology Agency. They validate that ED overcrowding is a system issue, not an ED issue. Solutions to this problem cannot be found solely within the ED and its operations. ATACE provides evidence-informed consideration to address the problem of overcrowded EDs, aiming to unplug the bottle. These include staffing, mixed patient processing in the ED, and addressing outflow patient capacity.